This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Campaigning for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and for first phase in West Bengal came to an end this evening. Single phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal is scheduled for the 23rd of April. In West Bengal, on the final day of campaigning, Union Minister and Senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed rallies at Kulti in West Bardhaman and in Siliguri. BJP leader Rekha Gupta joined a roadshow in Asansol. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a public meeting in Haldia. Congress, left and other parties also campaigned in support of their party candidates across the state. The Election Commission has instructed the district election officers and superintendent of police of all districts to strictly abide by the Representation of People's Act and implement the silence period.
Total 152 assembly constituencies will go for poll on 23rd April under the first phase of assembly election in West Bengal. Total number of candidates in the first phase are 1,478. The Election Commission of India has made all arrangements to conduct a free, fair and peaceful election. Polling will be conducted in 44,376 booths, including nearly 3,000 auxiliary booths. 5,444 booths will be managed by women, and 207 model booths are there. Necessary arrangements have been made for the electors for ease of voting. Security arrangements have been tightened by the Commission. Kollan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
The second phase of polling in West Bengal will be conducted on the 29th of April. In Tamil Nadu, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Piyush Goyal campaigned in the state today. The General Secretary of AIADMK, Edappadi Palaniswami, addressed a public meeting at Salem. TVK founder, actor and politician Vijay campaigned in Chennai. In Tamil Nadu, 5,73,43,291 voters will elect their representatives in a single-phased poll on the 23rd of this month. Counting of votes for all polling states and union territories will take place on the 4th of May. The Indian Army today asserted its resolve to fight against terrorism on the eve of the first anniversary of the Pahalgam terror attack. On 22nd of April last year, terrorists killed 26 innocent people, mostly tourists, in Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. The dastardly act shook the nation and drew condemnation from governments and leaders across the world. In response to the Pahalgam terror attack, Indian Armed Forces launched Operation Sindoor on the intervening night of 6th and 7th of May last year. The Ministry of Defence today signed contracts for the procurement of trawl assembly for T-72 and T-90 tanks at a cost of around 975 crore rupees. The contracts were signed with Bharat Earth Movers Limited and Electro Pneumatics and Hydraulics India Private Limited in presence of Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh in New Delhi. The Ministry of Defence in a statement said that the trawl assembly for T-72 and T-90 tanks is critical equipment which will enhance the minefield breaching capability of the Indian Army. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Rumen Radev and his party Progressive Bulgaria for their victory in the recently concluded parliamentary elections of Bulgaria. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to working together to further strengthen the friendly and multifaceted ties between India and Bulgaria, as well as the broader cooperation of both the nations in the region. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said that India will become a developed nation by 2047, with a strong focus on inclusive growth. Addressing a convocation ceremony of a private university in Meerut today, the Vice President emphasized that young people will be the driving force behind transforming India into a global economic powerhouse. A cloud of uncertainty has settled over potential US-Iran negotiations in Islamabad, fueled by a combination of Iranian defiance and shifting signals from the White House. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad have set a target of 243 runs for Delhi Capitals in Hyderabad. In reply, Delhi Capitals were 59 for 1 in 6 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.